Very lucky to have Miriki on us with us, what part of the warriors of the Aboriginal resistance. Miriki, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Yeah, I know that you've had a really busy night playing some netball, and we're very lucky to have you on our show.
Oh, yes, thank you for having me. It's, thank you.
You've got a protest going on about the birthing trees in Victoria at the moment. Can you tell us a little bit about what's going on over there so we can support you?
Yeah, the Vic Warriors on Monday were due to chop down and clear some country, Jeprung country. And actually, my mother's mother is Jeprung. And my auntie Sandra Onus, she has been campaigning against the work, saying that we've got rich cultural heritage in the area that was planned to bulldoze and demolish for a dual highway called the Western Highway. And I believe that Western Highway is all will go all the way to Dimboola. We don't want the highway to go through our sacred sites. On those sacred sites, we've got sacred trees and they're women's trees, and there's been some issues with how the cultural heritage plan went through. There was an organisation, I don't know how in depth you want me to go, but anyway,
there's a couple of Aboriginal organisations, aren't there, that has actually looked like they've said that, given them the go ahead, but that's not necessarily the case, is it? It's a bit of conjecture.
The Aboriginal Victoria, that's the Aboriginal Affairs over this way, they misled people in the media this week and said that our native title body called Eastern Ma signed off on it, and that's not true. And so our native title body called Eastern Ma, they sent a pretty strong media release out about how unfair that we weren't a part of the process, that part of the consultation process, and also that the government's misleading people, saying that our people were. And we don't agree with the works. We don't want our trees and our sites to be destroyed. We want that to continue to be a part of our culture for generations to come. But also what's on those sites is trees that have been there before invasion. One, two trees, they're said to be over 700 years old, even 800 years old. And that's just, they carry so much history and they're a part of us.
I've seen a picture of those trees. That tree that you were standing in front of, that 800-year-old tree, is quite beautiful, beautiful. When you think that it was here before invasion, the amount of birthing that must have been done there, can you tell us a little bit about the history of birthing trees? Because there's a lot of people out there that don't really know what a birthing tree is.
Well, I just can't really talk about that.
Oh, so that's women's business. That's fine. That's women's business.
But yeah, we know that those there are sites there that are part of our creation as well, and there are some of those sites are connected to our song lines, and we've had messages from mob all around the country that we share song lines with to say that we need to protect these trees as well. And a lot of people think that our culture is dead in Victoria, and for the most part it is. And we've experienced extreme colonial violence by way of massacres, missions, and stolen generations, and other ways of other forms of removal. And so, to take these trees would be taking an integral part of what we have left. And so, we have all put everything into fighting for the survival of these trees. And we'll protect the whole site. The Vic Roads have said that they'll protect the two main trees after an injunction that we sent on Sunday night to the federal government. So the Vic Roads have received that injunction and said that they'll just clear all the stuff around those trees and they'll just protect them until we can know what we're doing for the next 6 weeks. And we've said, no, we want the whole site protected.
Because this is a lot of trees we're talking about, isn't it? Can you tell us a little, how many trees are we talking about?
I think there's 300 trees on the site, but there's more than trees. There's creeks and there's rivers. It's a whole area, and there's mountains and hills that have stories and that are connected to the black and white cockatoos that are part of our kinship. So it's really deeply embedded in our culture, this area, and quite a lot of it has been destroyed by farmland. Jeprung's a big country, so there's not much left.
They just really need to move that road, don't they? We need to move
that
road. They
do, and also there is a cheaper option, an alternative. So firstly, and I don't know why, but we're trying to find this information out because Vic Roads, there is some information that's being withheld. We want to know why Vic Roads didn't go with the original option one that's actually cheaper to the taxpayers. It's about $64 million cheaper to go the less destructive and less the less destructive route. So there's a less destructive and a cheaper route to go, but these fellas want to go the most destructive and the most expensive route. It doesn't make sense.
We can
all have our highway.
I don't understand. I don't either. I think I can save $65 million if they go the less destructive route, which is, you know, a lot of money.
Why not put that into schools?
Imagine what they could do with that money.
Yeah. So we're not going to move.
No.
It's not good enough that they want to protect just the two trees. We want the whole site protected and we want to have access to that country and because our culture is still living. And so, you know, my grandmother was removed off that country. And so I still want that opportunity to take back what's been taken previously and enjoy the culture and share it with my friends who and other family members who are not Dja-Parang and non-Aboriginal. This is for everybody, this site. And so we want to protect this for our future generations. And it's in our inherent right. It's also our right to have our heritage protected, but we just haven't been given a chance to send our evidence through to say that this site is of significance to our people. So we're just asking for that opportunity because it's there. So, there's a few people down at the camp. There's three main campsites. I believe we've stopped the works from happening so far. So they were supposed to start on Monday and we've stopped them so far for 5 days.
So I think if we can get more people there, the better. More people, the better, yeah? So
yep, everyone's welcome.
So any one of our Noongar family up here, if they want to get down to... get down there, they can find out the details off the internet.
That's right. And, you know, if we can make this a standard and say that you can't destroy our sites in order to create these roads, you have to keep them in mind. We can preserve our culture and still have things like roads. They wouldn't remove a cathedral. They wouldn't do it to other sacred sites to whitefellas. So why do it to us?
Yeah, I know. They just have to consult with us properly and not just whitewash everything.
We're hopeful. We've got a lot of support. And if you can't get down physically, we would like everyone to call the local ministers. So the local planning minister is called Richard Wynn. And you can find his number online and give him a call and let him know because he's also up for an election this year and he's set to lose his seat to the Greens. And if we can make this an election issue, then, you know, that's a win for us as well because the majority of Victorians don't want to lose these trees anyway, regardless of where you're from.
Oh, so, I'm a tree lover no matter what the history of the tree. And you look at those big, big old trees. I'm a tree lover and a cultural man. And I say if we can fight for these beautiful trees and this beautiful culture of ours, we should do. So get in contact with the local minister.
Yeah. And they just passed, you know... The state government, it's just confusing because state government has passed in the upper house this week that they will go ahead with the treaty. And, you know, those same mob are the same mob that signed off on the destruction of sacred sites. And I don't want these fellas to be celebrated for, you know, taking credit for a treaty. Mind you, the Aboriginal activists have been calling for a long time. In the same breath and in the same pen, before the ink has dried on the treaty, has signed off on the destruction of sacred sites.
Hypocritical.
You need to understand that there's no separation between, you know, country and people. We have to take care of kinship and country. And if they don't understand that, I'm worried for what this went for with this treaty.
Have you had any communications with Daniel Andrews, the Premier, or the Aboriginal Affairs Minister, Natalie Hutchings?
No.
These people really need to actually come and visit and sit down around the campfire and talk with you, don't they?
Yeah, so the Aboriginal Affairs, there's a Greens MP here. She's an Aboriginal woman, Lydia Thorpe. She's been campaigning and she's been to the site. She's been supportive and she's fighting. She's, she's supportive of the campaign. She's also a Dja-Parang woman.
Yeah.
And so she's supportive. But, you know, this is everybody's business and Labor need to really, really listen to what blackfellas are saying about this issue.
I know there is a thing going around at the moment, isn't there, where you can sign and you can so you might want to get on the internet and look up the birthing trees and see if you can sign
the petition.
Yeah. Oh, my brain just stopped for a minute there.
We've got a GoFundMe account to support the Japurung camp to save our trees, because without that camp there, those trees would be gone. It literally is frontline business. These fellas don't want to talk to us. And, you know, negotiations, we're hopeful and we will leave the door open for negotiations and we're respectful. But as far as they're concerned, if we weren't there, those trees would be gone.
They would have been gone by now. So thank you so much for standing up and being strong and looking after our culture. And
thank you.
Thanks so much for coming on to Yarning Country.
No worries.
We're always here for you. If you ever have any problems with those migaloos, you give us a yell. And we'll put out the flag.
Well, we've got a lot over here, we might need your help.
Hey, if I had enough fuel in the tank, I'd be over there tomorrow. So sister, have you got a song that you would like to request
before he's not a Japurung man, but he's from the Western District of Victoria, and he's probably one of the most famous blackfellas in Victoria, even the country. His name's Archie Roach, and we want to play. I want play for everyone down City Streets.
Too deadly, sister. Thanks so much for coming on Yarning Country, and we're here for you.